Today we're going to reflect together on a message that I've titled Anticipate Light. And if you haven't noticed yet, in these Advent messages we're doing in this Anticipate series, we actually begin by looking at passages in the Old Testament rather than the traditional gospel passages to show that the entire scripture from Old Testament to New is really one story. And the coming of Jesus Christ is not just written in the early chapters of the Gospels in the New Testament, but it is written throughout the entire scriptures. Ezekiel 34, 11 through 16 is what we're going to look at this morning. Ezekiel 34, 11 through 16. Anticipate light. I'll go ahead and read for us, and you can follow along in your Bibles or on the screens above me. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek my sheep. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. This is God's word. This is a critically important passage that captures God's heart. Whether you look in the pages of the Old Testament or when you look at the life and ministry of Jesus, we all can resonate with what the words that we just read in Ezekiel, one of the great Old Testament prophets, is saying, because we all get lost in our lives. We all, at some time, at some point in our lives, will find ourselves struggling to know where to take our next steps. I don't care if you are a lifelong follower of Jesus. You know how to teach the scriptures. You've been involved in building his church. I don't care if you are a pastor or a Christian counselor or a leader or missionary. No matter where you are in your life, no matter how long you have walked the journey of faith, or if you are brand new to exploring and trying to get back and find your way in this life, we all get lost sometime in our lives because life happens, does it not? And no matter how strong you think you are and what kind of history you have had, good or bad, we all lose our way sometime in our lives. And some of us, even this morning, though you look squeaky clean, you look happy, you look whole, you look beautiful, deep down inside, you don't even know where to take your next step in life. And when we find ourselves in that space of lostness, we need a light to find our way out of that darkness. This is what God is trying to speak to you and I. No matter how strong or how new you are to the faith, we all sometime in our lives find ourselves lost. And what we'll discover this morning is that Jesus was sent into our world on that Christmas morning to be a true shepherd who rescues us from darkness. When we think about darkness in our lives, there are so many different ways by which we can feel lost. This passage, I believe, is addressing one: leadership darkness. You see, when you look at the broader picture of what's happening, Ezekiel 34, verse 4 says, this is God looks at the leaders, those that are supposed to point the way and the direction for the sheep, for the people of God, for the community. The weak you have not strengthened. The sick you have not healed. The injured you have not bound up. The strayed you have not brought back. The lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts. Sometimes we find ourselves lost in our lives and enveloped in darkness, not knowing where to take our next step in life, because those that are supposed to be leaders to us, to be examples, to guide us, aren't doing their job. Leaders, people, will at times fail you. Pastors will at times fail you. The church, although we don't want it to be like this, at times will make mistakes and fail you. So if you base your faith on people and on leaders rather than the person of Jesus Christ, you will very easily walk away from the faith, because that means that your faith was based upon people and not upon the person of Jesus. Sometimes when those that are supposed to be examples in our lives fail us, we find ourselves in darkness. This is exactly what Ezekiel was addressing as God put his message, his prophecy, his words in his mouth to the nation of Israel. Leadership darkness. Some of us find ourselves lost because we're not exactly sure what the meaning and purpose of our lives is. That's an existential darkness. Dr. Moorhead, philosophy professor at Northeastern University, wrote 250 of the best known philosophers, scientists, writers, intellectuals of the 20th century and asked them one question: what is the purpose and meaning of life? And he actually published these answers, and it was actually quite depressing because not one of them could clearly articulate the meaning and purpose of our lives. And when you don't know that, you will get lost. What are you living for? Many of them weren't sure. Many of them made up answers that sounded okay initially, but didn't have any substance that could root our souls. And they quietly confided to Dr. Moorhead when he found out that answer, please go ahead and let them know. It was Isaac Asimov who wrote, as far as I can see, there is no purpose in life. Without meaning, without purpose, without significance, just living through the daily grind, you will eventually lose your way and you will feel lost in darkness. Leadership darkness and existential darkness of not knowing your purpose, your significance, the meaning of life. A third kind of darkness I can think about that often we find ourselves in is a relational darkness. In the midst of those that we care about, especially those that we love, family, friends, when those relationships are wounded, are broken, no matter how well we are doing in other areas of our lives, we will feel lost. We don't know what to do, especially when we care for others. And that relationship has a rift. And there are many of you here this morning that can identify with that. Everything else is good, but there is a relationship in your life that is wounded, that is broken, that is estranged. And because you love and because you care, you find yourself lost. Relational darkness. Some would find themselves in circumstantial darkness. Perhaps your health is not what it should be. Perhaps your financial situation is precarious, and you find yourself in uncertain times and living. Circumstances beyond our personal choices, things that have happened to us, an accident, a misfortune, whatever it might be, but those circumstances in our lives that are out of our control, that happen to fall upon us, sometimes causes us to be in circumstantial darkness, and we feel lost. We're afraid. We're not sure where and how to take the next step of our lives. And there are probably a lot of us here this morning that could say, yes, that is the exact situation that I am in. And add to all these a leadership darkness, an existential darkness, a relational darkness, circumstantial darkness. The pandemic weighs upon us all. We realize how deadly it is to live in isolation and disconnection that the pandemic has brought upon us for almost 2 years now. There is such a great danger of living isolated, disconnected lives. No matter how much the other areas of your lives are doing well, but when you are alienated, when you are isolated, when you are alone, you will find yourself in darkness. You will be lost because God has created us for a community. And as Pastor Mikey reminded us, the importance of joy that transforms. And that joy comes in our experience of community and one another. The pandemic indeed has brought about a darkness and challenge in so many of our lives. Isolated spirituality, disconnection, loneliness, spiritual drifting. Sin demands to have a person by himself or herself, wrote one pastor. It withdraws the person from the community. The more isolated a person is, the more destructive the power of sin can be over them. All of us have struggled in these past 2 years of the pandemic. And we feel lost. We feel afraid. And so these are just a few areas that I believe that we could probably identify with, and there are probably many others, that causes us to feel very lost living in darkness. Our problem is that we have lost our way, and we find ourselves in darkness, lost. We're trying to find our way, but without light, we don't know where to go and where to take our next step. The Bible calls that experience, as we looked at this past summer, exile. Trying to find our way home, but not really sure where to go. Ezekiel reminds us that we desperately need God's light in our lives, because you and I are so good at getting lost. I don't care how long you have been in the church. We are very good at getting lost. You see, so many of us think, I do want God's light in my life. That's why I'm listening to you, Pastor. I do want it. But if you're really honest with yourselves, what you want is His light for a particular decision, specific situation in your lives. And then, God, leave me alone. But God wants so much more. He wants not only, yes, to help you make decisions in your lives that are fruitful, that are beautiful, that have good consequences and fruit. Yes, He does want that, but He wants so much more. God wants to guide your entire heart and direction of your life. Because He loves you too much to leave you and I wandering around in the darkness. And the story of the scriptures, the story of Advent, the story of Christmas is one of rescue, of love, of wanting to shine His light into our lives, because we are so good at getting lost. From Adam's rebellion in Eden, we see and hear God crying out, where are you, Adam? Where are you, Eve? We see Jesus' own heart echoing His Father's, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. I am, Jesus says, the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, John chapter 10. I have other sheep that are not of the sheep, and I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. There shall be one flock and one shepherd. It is Isaiah in Isaiah 53, verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. We are so good at getting lost. And God wants much more than just to help you with a particular set of circumstances or making a decision for your life. He loves you too much to leave you in darkness. He wants to guide your heart and your entire life's direction. Because in doing that, we experience true joy. In one of my top 10 Tim Keller teaching quotes, he reminds us, and this is why we're so good at getting lost. Remember this: if you don't live for Jesus, you will live for something else. If you live for career and you don't do well, it may punish you all of your life. You will feel like a failure. If you live for your children and they don't turn out all right, you could be absolutely in torment because you feel worthless as a person. If Jesus is your center and Lord, and you fail him, he will forgive you. Your career can't die for your sins. Whatever you base your life on, Tim Keller says, you have to live up to that. Jesus is the one Lord you can live for, who died for you, one who breathed his last for you. We set our hearts on things that ultimately will turn around to destroy us. Idolatry. And whether it's our children, our family, our career, whatever it is, we, as we see in this quote, can so easily fall into beating ourselves up, getting lost, finding ourselves in darkness. Jesus is the one Lord you can live for, who died for you, and who breathed his last for you. No matter the darkness, the story of Advent is one where we're reminded that Jesus can indeed chase that darkness away. It was Jonathan Edwards who wrote that human beings will only be drawn out of their self-focused lives and in true unselfish acts of service only when they see God as supremely beautiful. If we do not see the beauty of God in our lives, we will not be drawn into the kind of life that we so desire, but we will continually find ourselves missing that mark. Jesus reminds us in John 8:12, again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This is the story of Advent. John Flavel, Presbyterian minister, 1600s, wrote this: the beauty and loveliness of all other things are fading and perishing, but the loveliness of Christ is fresh for all eternity. The beauty and holiness of creatures are ensnaring and dangerous. A man may make an idol out of them, but there is no danger of excess in the love of Christ. The soul is then in the healthiest frame and temper when it is most overwhelmed by love to Christ. It is when we are captured by his beauty and light that the darkness begins to fade. And it is in understanding who Jesus is as the Lord of the universe, the Son of the living God, incarnated into our world with real flesh and blood. The Lord of all coming in fragile flesh and blood as a vulnerable child, an infant. That is the ultimate expression of beauty that we need to be once again captivated by. Because of his desire to love us, to identify with us, to understand us, to serve us, to show us what it is like to be truly human, to die upon a Roman cross for our sins. It is when we are recaptured by that that we have seen the light and the darkness will begin to fade. Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Whether You are one that for the first time is considering, who is this Jesus? What does he have to do with my life? Or whether it be those of us that have walked with him and loved him for decades. We often get lost. Not because his light and glory and beauty are dim, but because often I am very blinded because of my sin. My heart is often filled with darkness and with doubts and unbelief. My greatest problem is that I am often blind to Jesus. And when I am blind to him, I will get lost in my life. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the only thing that can chase that darkness away. And he does it as he comes to seek and to save that which is lost. One Christian thinker impacted me as he began to think about the culture of which the New Testament was written in. He writes, for the Hebrew, the great pursuit of life was symbolized by light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. For the Greeks, the ultimate goal was knowledge, sophos. And for Rome, it was glory. Light, knowledge, glory. And it was the Apostle Paul, reflecting on the beauty of Jesus, that writes in 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us light in the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6 reminds us that every longing and every ideal of these three cultures and ours as well is found in surpassing greatness in the person of Jesus. God's holiness transcends Hebrew morality. God's omniscience transcended Greeks' quest for knowledge and knowing, and God's sovereignty transcended all Roman glory. All were shown in the face of Jesus Christ. As we approach Advent this coming week, the invitation to us all is come. Come once again. Come for the first time to the light of Christ. Let him chase your darkness away. Come to the light of Christ and let him chase your darkness away. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we confess that we are really good at getting lost in our lives. And in what is often seen as the most joyous season of all, as we sit here this morning, we actually feel quite lost. We thank you that in the midst of being lost in darkness, that you are a shepherd that has come to shine the light through your unfading glory and beauty to lead us home. I pray, Heavenly Father, for any man, woman, or child here who indeed has felt lost because of circumstances, relationship, family, because of the pandemic of isolation and loneliness, whatever it might be, Lord, would you shine your light once again and lead us back home? We give you thanks for that promise that breaks through even the deepest darkness of our lives. Shine once again, we pray, Lord. Thank you. We recommit ourselves to you. In the name of Jesus, your Son, we pray.